So hello all and welcome, it is I, the realist philosopher, also known as the Big Tall Philosopher. So how y'all doing today? Hope y'all doing good, fine, and well. So in this video, I just want to review some compilations that HL Talk That Thought has done, because he does such a good job finding these wackadoo broads on TikTok whining and complaining about their posts. Divorce situation, a divorce that they themselves initiated, I might add, that really I don't need to. And he gives some okay commentary at times that I can also comment on. So let's get into this, shall we?
Welcome back, family. Today we are going to review this modern woman who thought that she could easily find a better man than her husband. So she decided to leave her marriage just to start getting pumped and dumped by Chad and Tyrone back to back on repeat. Let's first start by watching her crying and regretting destroying her family unit when loneliness hits her hard on holidays.
I'm at the other house cleaning and...
What do you think? She's in her early mid-40s? Not bad looking. She's not fat. She's thin. Relatively thin, it looks like, and not unattractive. Okay, that's probably why she left her marriage, right? Yeah, thought she could do better.
You know, kind of reflecting, not on this house, like I've talked about that to death. What I'm sad about right now is none of my friends have reached out to me and asked me how I'm doing.
Okay, so what? I love the entitlement. Sweetheart, these are people who were friends with you while you were married. And they're likely friends that you made while you were married. So, like, you know, maybe they aren't reaching out to you because they feel more for your husband. Maybe they're on his side, not your side. Because it's very likely you left him for ridiculous reasons. I didn't feel fulfilled. I wasn't happy. Whatever that means. So maybe they're on his side. Or maybe they're the type of friends that are just your friend in that context of a marriage, and now you're not married anymore. They really don't know how to interact with or communicate with you because you've changed the relationship dynamic paradigm so much that the friendship doesn't make sense anymore.
And I know that right now
maybe they didn't like you. Maybe that's a possibility too. Maybe they like your husband more than you.
Was a really bad time. I know that it's the holidays and there are kids and there are holiday parties and there are 100,000 things going on, and I respect that.
Clearly not. Clearly you think that they should put aside their holiday plans and their interactions with their closer friends and family members to reach out to you. You know, in your self-imposed, self-chosen misery, and see how you're doing.
I'm not asking for help.
Sure sounds that way. Well, you're a mess, honey. You need help. Yeah, you're asking for help, believe you me. I mean, that's another reason they're trying to keep their distance, yo. You're a mess. Who wants to deal with that? Especially during the holidays. They got better things to do, yo.
I guess... I just want a hug.
Well, why'd you get divorced then? Your husband didn't beat you. He wasn't cruel to you. You know how we know that? Because if he was, you'd have told us that already. I want a hug! I mean, it's not hard to get a hug, honey. You get shoes. You put on some makeup. Go out and, you know, find yourself a Mr. Goodbar. He'll give you a hug. He'll hug you all night long. He'll hug you a long time. That's what you wanted, right? That was supposed to make you happy, right? That's that greener grass that you wanted to chase after, right? What, you telling us that didn't do it for you? Oh, what a pity. And now you're coming to other people expecting them to fill the void that you created in your own life. Yeah, tough luck, sister.
I've always, like...
love the entitlement.
I would never ask them to, like, to help me during this.
Then why do you want to see him as you're standing here crying your eyes out? Them being there would be the helping. Durr. By the way, why are they responsible for shouldering the burden for your choices? Which are obviously bad choices, I might add.
And I'm not trying to come on here and cry, but, like, I don't have anybody.
Why'd you get divorced then? I don't understand. You had a husband. What?
And I just want a hug, and I just wish...
Hug? Get a dog. Hug the dog.
I just wish people cared about me.
I'm sure your husband cared about you, but you left him. Well, by the way, maybe you're not worth caring about. Did you ever think that? No, of course not. I love it.
This woman had her family, but she preferred to throw everything away just because she wanted to go back in these streets to chase after the bad boys. These modern women just want their cake and eat it too. She is now complaining about loneliness while she already had a loving family that probably had her back. But she decided to destroy it for no good reason. Now she expects friends and extended family members to keep checking on her. I will just show you in this next clip what her life looks like now and how Chad keeps on pumping and dumping her. Check it out.
Yeah, she's not a bad looking bro with makeup. I'd hit it and quit it. I wouldn't stick around. Of course not.
One time, a man flew me out to California for a date, like a whole weekend. We're having a great time, okay? Wine tasting, all this stuff, meeting friends.
Did you at least give him some? You should have at least given him some. You mean
The wine tasting, we're at like our second spot, we're a little buzzed, whatever. The truth starts coming out, right? I'm mid-sip, he's like, I need to tell you something. What do you need to tell me? Well, you know, you need to know that you're a six. Excuse me, what do you mean I'm a six? No, you need to know that your looks qualify you as a six. And I was like...
Oh, wow, this guy said too much to drink. Wow. By the way, why would you sabotage your chance of getting with this broad? He must have a lot of money. That he'd fly her out there, but then go out of his way to insult her before getting the punani. That is, wow, okay. I guess he was disappointed with her looks. I guess maybe she used filters and tons of makeup and the pictures that he's, the interactions prior, she looked better maybe.
Like, why are you telling, this is kind of inappropriate and like.
I don't know about that. Well, yeah, a little bit.
Why are you telling me that? He's like, you just need to know your place, that you're a six. What?
That's weird.
You flew me out here to see me.
Yeah, he saw you and he didn't like what he saw. It's that simple. He lost interest.
You're attracted to me.
Clearly he's not, okay? Clearly he's not. Clearly he's purposefully saboing the meeting, so he doesn't have to deal with you anymore. Yeah. So if I had to guess, after spending time with you, he found he didn't like you very much, so he just decided to be brutally honest with you. And by the way, he probably would have found you more attractive, but your personality was probably so just devastatingly off-putting that he decided to tell you how he viewed you on the SMV. And ladies, this is something you have to understand, that if you have a good personality, we'll see you as more attractive. But if you got a really bad personality, like this chick probably does, then yeah, it's going to reduce to just your bare bone appearance. And that's really not going to be enough to maintain our interest. Sometimes not even enough to want to bang you, which was obviously the case here. He couldn't wait to get away from you.
And to see me, and now you're telling me that I need to know my place and that I'm a six? What? I'm sorry. What? Anyways,
she's clueless.
I then continued to have like a 6-month situationship with that man.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Really? Oh, this guy must have. Wow. Okay. Really? Really? Wow. Okay. This guy... I mean... That's... Okay, I'm shocked. I'm very rarely surprised. It sounded to me like this guy wanted nothing to do with her. Not even for a hookup. She must have no self-respect, by the way. He must be a really rich, good-looking guy. Her to overlook that. Oh, right. Yeah, he treated her like garbage, and she responded. You can't get away with that, by the way, guys, unless you have money and looks.
This woman can clearly see that this man only wants to pump and dump her, but she preferred to stay with him in a...
I honestly didn't think he wanted that. Guess I'm very different from this guy.
Situationship for over 6 months because he is a Chad. But now, she comes back crying again on the internet for sympathy. Check it out.
Which is casual. You know, he's like, I thought this was casual between us. So when was this casual? I am with you all the fucking time. And it's not because I'm clingy or I'm just inviting myself. You're inviting me. You are telling me I like you in my space. I asked you if you want me to leave and you say no. If you're telling me these words that are coming out of your mouth, I'm going to fucking believe you.
But that doesn't mean he wants a relationship, honey. Now he doesn't want you to leave. He wants to continue to bang you.
Right? Like, I'm not delusional. You told me you weren't talking to anybody else. Okay, cool. You're not talking.
Maybe he's too busy. And, you know, if the guy's got the amount of money that he clearly must have for you to be this interested, that you'll tolerate that kind of poor treatment. Yeah, maybe you're all he has time for. And why would you think that means he wants a relationship?
Right? Because if you tell a girl that...
What?
What?
By the way, he could be lying. He says he's not seeing anybody else. Maybe it's true, but maybe it's also not.
And I think here's my assessment of the whole situation is that I think that he likes me more than he cares to admit to.
Oh, lady, you're delusional. Now you are no. That's just wishful thinking on your part. If this guy liked you, he'd have already asked. He would have already expressed his interest to be in a committed relationship. No, he doesn't like you that much.
And that scares him.
Oh, brilliant.
And he still wants to...
Oh, my God.
Act like he's in college.
Oh, I see. So he's lying to you because he's afraid of intimacy. Oh, yeah. So this is how you cope and justify continuing to see somebody who was very clear and said that it was just casual. He must be really good looking or rich. Likely both.
And he's not.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, we know what she was doing in college.
You know, I told...
The hell is she eating? French fries? Onion rings? She's quite lean. Must work out a lot. I don't know. Maybe she's got a really nice body. Looks like she got a decent body, and maybe it's even better than it looks, but the face, ooh, jeez. Without makeup, miles are showing on that tread, yo.
I told him on night one when he came home that I'm not an option, and I'm not going to be played,
uh-huh.
And that...
Well, obviously you will be, because you're willing to stick around. Lie to yourself.
That's just not going to happen.
Bullshit.
And that's exactly what he... did. Right? So we fought. A lot. And he took it.
Oh, if you fought. Yeah, they love the drama. They love the emotional roller coasters, the ups and downs, the fighting. Yeah, oh boy. This is what I've always said. Women are drug users. Modern women are drug users. They're just hooked on the fifis. Okay? They're hooked on the drama. They're hooked on the sex. They're hooked on the pleasure that comes from the sex.
He took what I had to say. I mean, I don't know how much you listened or whatever. But he's...
Did you ever think of asking him? Doesn't sound like communication is a big part of your pseudo-relationship with this guy. Oh, situationship, right.
Sat there and he was apologetic and, you know, he got caught. And I even said her name. So that he knew, I know her name.
Whose name? Is there another woman? What's she talking about?
She's 22. And the fuck, what are you going to do with a 22-year-old in the fucking Philippines?
Oh, so he has another girlfriend. Ah, so he already lied. Yeah, he said there was nobody else. There was somebody else. What do you mean, what is he going to do with a 22-year-old in the Philippines? Something he can't do with you. Have kids with her? Marry her and not have to worry about her taking all of his crap? Because she's in the Philippines, and he's probably going to move there too, and have kids with her. And you're just a momentary diversion while he's in limbo between these two worlds. Okay, that's all you are, sweetheart.
How is that going to work? I'd love to know. I would love to know how that's going to work. When I'm right here. Oh, and I told him that I loved him because that's also true.
Right, so, you know, he's got this other broad, you know there's another broad, and you're still chasing this guy, right? Because, you know, oh, the competition, he chooses me. I want him to choose me. There's somebody else who's got to choose me. I got to be chosen. Yeah. Wow. Can't make this shit up.
And, you know, love just happens sometimes, right? And it doesn't matter how long you've known somebody and whatever, and love just can be love.
But he doesn't love you.
He fucking lied to me.
Of course. You're old broad in your 40s. Divorced. I don't even know if she has kids. Does she have kids? Maybe not. So you're one of those dinks? Prioritizes career to such an extent that you never have children even though you're getting married. I don't get the point of that, by the way. I wouldn't take you seriously either, and if I don't take you seriously, I got no problem lying to you. By the way, how did he lie? He said it was just casual. Did he ever express interest in being in a relationship? I mean, if he said he wasn't seeing anybody else, that was a lie, but okay. And? You weren't in a committed relationship, so what does it matter?
He asked me if we could still keep it casual.
Yeah, he wants to keep hitting it. He must have a nice body. Let's have a nice ass. What, do you let him hit the back door? Yeah, I mean, he's getting all three of the insertion points, probably. So sure he wants to see if you'll stick around. You have no self-respect, so it's not surprising he would expect that maybe you would.
No.
Yeah, you have an empty life as it is. I mean, why not, right, honey? You got nothing else going on. She says no. Yeah, give me a break. She'll keep seeing him. He'll show up just out of the blue and hit it and quit it. Keep her on that roller coaster. Keep her interested.
No.
Yes. Yes.
You don't get to play me.
Yeah, he does!
You don't get to...
Yes, he does! What are you talking about?
You either want me or you don't. Right?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
And, I know that I'm fun. And I know that I'm a great catch. And I know that...
No. You're not a great catch because, functionally speaking, you can't have children. So, you're only good for one thing. Don't you get it? She don't get it. The only guy that's going to get with you is some dude who makes less money than you, and he wants to split the bills, okay? And he wants to get a tax break, all right, for being married or something like that. Because it's easier to have a roommate, all right, that might as well be able to bang her at the same time. That's the only kind of situationship you're getting into, honey, that's going to have some element of commitment.
I'm worth all of the things.
What things? Things men want? No, you're not. Are you starting to realize you're not? What do you have the men want? Other than a poon and a tight butthole. I mean, I don't get it.
In the end, he still treated me like every other guy has treated me.
Except your husband, who you left. Because this is obviously what you wanted. To be sitting around and crying.
He likes me, and he's has feelings for me, and but I'm never enough, or I'm too much. It's like...
You can't have children! You're not enough for what he wants!
Pick a side, dude. Ugh.
Has he put a ring on your finger? No. Then he picked a side.
What are you gonna do with a 22-year-old in the Philippines who's...
Have babies with her, you idiot!
Getting likes on Instagram because she's showing her ass. You know?
I think you just answered your own question, sweetheart. She must have a pretty nice ass. Probably better than yours. Although I can't say for sure. I haven't seen her ass. But it's likely.
He's like, I'm not talking to anybody here in the States besides you having...
Oh, well, then he was honest! Ah, he added that caveat so he wasn't lying! You just ignored that little caveat because it was inconvenient.
Sex with anybody else but you. Okay, great.
No. He said in the States.
Cool.
And maybe he's not having S with this other broad. Maybe he hasn't since he met you, and she's just there in the Philippines waiting for him, right?
You're still lying to me.
You're lying to yourself.
I have feelings for him.
So what?
And I told him that he was losing the best thing that could have ever happened to him.
Sweetheart, you can't give him children. You can't give him purpose or meaning. He wants to have a family. You're not the best thing that ever happened to him. Are you kidding me? What an ego on this chick.
I'm really mad at him. Oh. I'm really disappointed in him.
Yeah.
I feel used.
You chose to be used. What are you talking about?
I feel like a f***ing fool.
Well, you are a fool. That's for sure.
And I did tell him that, you know, he can't call me crazy or delusional or psycho or clingy or any of those things because
what?
I was literally taking his lead and... He was telling me things.
You mean what you wanted to hear?
So I wasn't making this up in my head.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't, like, living in some delusional space. Like, he was telling me these things.
Cope.
So he can't go around and say, well, yeah, she did this and she got it wrong and whatever. And I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Yes, he can. Is this true?
You gotta tell him the full story. The full story is that you lied to me.
No, I didn't. How?
The full story is that you treated me like a girlfriend.
Did he say you're my girlfriend? Did he say I want you to be in a committed relationship with me? Oh, he didn't? So how did he lie to you? Oh, he treated me like his girlfriend. Why? Because he's got expendable income and he took you out to dinner? Because he knew he was going to get some after? Whoop-dee-doo! That just means you have made yourself into a sexual object and you're a whore! And you can be bought!
You want to have your cake and eat it too? Talking out of both sides of your mouth, what cliche should I say next?
Watch it, you ladies get to have your cake and eat it too all the time, or you think you should. You act like you should, and you try to. But when a man does it, oh no, that's horrible, that's evil, that's wrong. By the way, the only guy that can have his cake and eat it too is a good-looking rich guy, okay?
Right? Like, he wants to live like he's in college? Fine.
No, he wants to live like he's in college with you. He wants to marry the other chick, okay? See the difference?
I'm not gonna live like I was in college.
But you are. That's you. Wait. You left your marriage to chase Chad. How the hell is that not living like you're in college, sweetheart?
These are better than that.
I deserve a guy that wants me.
You had it and you left it! What are you talking about? You don't deserve anything. There's no deserve. Who are you?
And isn't gonna lie to me to my face and like tell me what I want to hear, but at the same time, like...
So she admits it. So she wanted to hear lies. That's on you!
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
He's giving you what you want and you're complaining about it. Wow. Maybe you should want something different, sweetheart. Maybe what you want is the problem. Oh, no. I don't have that level of self-reflection to understand that.
Really sad.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares, honey. You made that quite clear. Nobody cares.
Listen, never feel sorry for these modern women who cry online. All their problems are self-inflicted. They keep chasing after Chad, even if we can all see that they are being played, and these modern women actually know that. But they keep on making excuses for the bad boys because they are just addicted to the drama. And even after all of this, they keep blaming everybody else for their situation except themselves. Let's finish up with some more tears of regrets and loneliness.
Oh, no. She did the Diane Chambers from Cheers haircut. She did, well, I don't know. How would I define that? That's horrible. Her hair looked much better before. What is this? Oh, sweetheart, you went and uggified yourself. A woman's hair should be longer than shoulder length, okay? That's number one.
Not doing well. I don't really have anybody to talk to.
You know, some people are not good alone. And oftentimes they get married, but once they get married, they should have the self-knowledge to know they don't do well alone and stay married, unless the guy's a monster. But if your only complaint is, you know, I don't feel fulfilled, that's on you. Maybe you should have kids. Maybe that'll fill the void. Probably not. Or she eating a salad? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you need to eat some meat, sweetheart. I mean, I can tell you what kind of meat I think she should be eating, but that's not going to do it. Maybe that's why you're so depressed. Maybe you have to go on the carnivore diet like I did.
So...
few jokes there I could have made, but I'm not going to do it.
Like, nobody wants to, like, film themselves crying, right? But, like, I don't have anybody to talk to. And I'm really alone.
I would say get a shrink, but the shrink would just tell her what she wants to hear, too, in exchange for money. Just like this guy, I told her what she wanted to hear in exchange for, sex. So, yeah. Seems like every relationship this broad gets into is transactional in some way. Maybe she should stop and look at herself and say, hey, what's wrong with me that all these people don't want to have anything to do with me unless there's something in it for them of a physical nature?
And I'm having a lot of panic attacks today. And
panic attacks? What the fuck?
I'm really frustrated. because my ex end of sentence. Because of so many reasons.
Can't be that bad, or you'd be able to quantify it.
Co-parenting is not.
She has kids! Oh, no! Oh, my God, this is the first mention I've heard. What the hell are you upset? Why did you leave your man? What the hell? Okay, let me get this straight. You have kids, or at least one kid. Yeah, and you left your husband. What's wrong with you? And you're searching for some kind of meaning and fulfillment. There it is! And where are your kids, by the way? They're with him? Well, you know, they would have cramped my style and made it impossible for me to have situationships and hook up with people who don't want me for anything beyond, hit it and quit it.
Working. He hates me. You don't have to like me, but he won't communicate with me.
Yeah,
he won't do
why.
Anything. And then today, like, he just... lied to our doctor for the kids, and
I don't know how to fix it.
Fix what?
Oh, jeez. I don't feel like I'm doing enough, but I also feel like I'm doing it all. But that's not enough. And my...
Stop eating rabbit food! Maybe you'd have more energy. I wouldn't be struggling so much.
X doesn't want to see anything. And...
These are your problems. These are self-inflicted. I love the entitlement. This guy who you dumped, for obviously no good reason, because if you had a good reason, you as a woman, and you women, you modern women especially, love playing the victim, you'd be telling us how evil and horrible he was, and what dastardly deeds he committed, if he actually committed dastardly deeds. So you left a good guy because you were bored. Because there's something missing inside you. You don't know how to find fulfillment in life, appreciate what you have, which a lot of people would kill to have, kids and a husband and that loves you, and you left him for no good reason. Oh, and he doesn't want to listen to you moan and groan. Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, poor you. Yeah, he's so horrible a man.
Everything is my fault, and he won't take responsibility for
anybody. You're the one that left. Wait. We'll take responsibility for what? You left him. How's that his fault? What did he do? He didn't try to save the relationship. He didn't fight for me. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
But everything's fine. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. Except that it's not.
Well, not for you. You have coping issues, sweetheart.
And I'm not even hungry.
Maybe you should just bow down on your knees and apologize to him and beg him to take you back. No. You got too much pride for that. That'll never happen. I would tell him, don't take her back. She doesn't appreciate you.
I'm just so tired. And I've really been doing my best, keeping it together.
Well, you're failing.
And really trying to fake it till I make it kind of thing.
Now that doesn't work, by the way.
That was good for a while.
Oh.
But he triggers me.
You mean the 6 months it's a situationship? Yeah. Where you used this guy who you knew didn't want you as a distraction. So you could hide with him from your real world problems, all right? And you used him. But he used you, and he's bad. But you're not. Okay. I see, sweetheart. Continue.
In every way. And,
I don't understand you modern broads. The dude that you're with, you get to marry you to put a ring on your finger, that's probably your level and the best you're going to do. You chicks don't seem to understand that the guy you get is 99% of the time your level, okay? Unless you are some kind of self-hating masochist. And even in that case, you're a damaged individual. So you're going to get with a damaged individual. And again, they're going to be at your level. So you are with the person, the best person you can get. But you're getting older. And you're losing the things that the opposite sex values. And you somehow think you can do better. It just makes no sense. Make it make sense, people.
And I feel really alone.
Because you are
alone.
So I can't
go to my mom. Because if I go to my mom, I'm just going to get a lecture and told that I'm not doing enough. And, I'm not doing it the right way.
Yeah, maybe mom's right. Maybe you should listen to your mom. Maybe if it went to your mom in the first place, you wouldn't have gotten divorced. Because she would have, hammered into your thick head that you ain't going to do better. So stay where you are and try to make it work. Nah. Don't go to mom. She's not going to tell me what I want to hear. But I don't want to hear what I want to hear. But that's all I want to hear. But it's somebody else's fault that they're telling me what I want to hear. Even though that's all I want. To hear. Okay, honey.
And that, I just need to, put my foot down and,
I would make the best dating coach in the world. Except women wouldn't listen to me. Because I'd tell them what they don't want to hear. Which is the truth.
La la la, all these other things, and okay, it
doesn't matter what I say to him because it literally goes in one ear and out the other, and he doesn't want to hear it, and he doesn't want to, like, come to the table and act.
Come to the table for what? You divorced him. He doesn't have to listen to you anymore. You see, married has to listen to you. Not married doesn't have to listen to you.
Actually, problem solve. He just wants to make it.
What problems? Sounds like you're the only one with problems, and he's fine. Which is probably what's your problem.
My fault, which is, it's his fucking fault. At this point, like, at this moment in time, the things that are going on are his fucking fault. And he.
Notice she doesn't go into any detail about these things that are going on, because if she did, we would see that it's her fault. Whenever somebody is this purposely vague and then they're blaming other people, they're to blame.
He doesn't think I know what's going on. You know what? Our daughter tells me shit. Like, she trusts me and...
Oh, he's probably dating another chick. That's what's going on. Ooh.
She and I have conversations on how we're going to try to fix it and how she's going to manage and how she's going to manage her feelings over there and all of these things. So, like,
Why do you keep talking about over there? You're not over there anymore, so you shouldn't really be focusing on your husband or his household or what he's doing in his life. That's your problem, not his.
I'm just so tired, and I feel so alone.
You're doing it all to yourself, sweetheart. Are you listening to yourself? You're the problem! Funny how she's the one that got the divorce, but she doesn't seem to be able to move on. But that's his fault.
And I'm really struggling today.
Oh.
This week.
Poor you.
I texted my therapist after our pediatrician appointment. Because I was literally having a panic attack on the road.
I think we know it's got to be a female therapist. You need to dump that therapist, sweetheart. Go talk to your mother. Your mother would be a better choice than your therapist. Believe me.
And I don't have anyone else to talk to.
She doesn't even have any friends. Wow.
And she's like, you know, I saw this coming from a mile away. Like, why didn't you fucking tell me? She laughed. But just like, I've been trying to, you know, but you have to, figuring it out, and you're really strong, and I'm really proud of you, and sometimes this shit just happens, and you need to, instead of doing your chores, and instead of doing, like, all of these things, you just need to sit in your shit. She's like, that's the only way that you're gonna get through it.
Uh-huh.
And she's not wrong.
Like,
I have 97,000 things I need to be doing right now. But I also have, like, crippling panic on my chest right now, and I can barely breathe, and I can barely have, like, a...
She's really strong? Who's telling her she's strong? It sounds like everybody's just telling you what you want to hear.
Coherent thought. And I've just really been trying.
Trying what?
It doesn't seem to be working.
I think her husband must be really happy that she's gone. What a mess.
So, thanks for sitting with me. I know I didn't eat, but, like, I'll try. So, thanks.
She's got no rack to speak of, so she must have a superb ass. Because she's got no tits whatsoever. For these guys to tolerate her, yeah, she must have a great derriere.
No wonder why all these modern women are on antidepressant. Just...
Yeah, this is your modern-day woman, guys. This is what you have to pick from in the West. They're neurotic. A quarter of the time, I think it's more than that, they're on some kind of SSRI. One of the side effects sometimes is homicidal, suicidal ideation. Oh, boy. That sounds fun. Not that they need drugs to be unstable emotionally in the first place. You want to deal with this? I don't. And then they run around calling themselves strong and independent. Get out of here.
by looking and listening to her, we can clearly see that she has serious mental issues. And the worst part is that she made herself go crazy because of her ignorant life decisions. We have absolutely zero sympathy for women like her on this side of the internet because your own selfish life choices had brought you to this. Fellas, protect yourselves at all times against these types of women. And
her hair wasn't that much longer. It was a little longer. Something about it looked better. Let me see here. Something about that hair. She got it cut a little too short. But anyway, yeah, there we go. Yeah, I don't feel any sympathy for this broad. She is emblematic of the modern day woman. Breaks up her marriage. Thinks she can do better. Thinks the grass is greener on the other side. She's still got some looks, you know. But she's totally completely delusional. Doesn't know what men want. Doesn't know what men desire. Thinks that men and women are equal and that men want the same things that she wants. Women that are successful and strong and independent. Meanwhile, we want women that are submissive and vulnerable and want to be taken care of and can have babies. They can't do those things. We don't want you for anything more than a pump and dump, you dummy. Unless we want somebody to share the bills. Oh, but anyway, and of course that would mean that he probably doesn't have enough money to interest a broad like this, even though that dude is probably more on her level and would actually get with her. But no, he's beneath me, because I was able to get Chad to pump and dump me. Anyhow, guys, let me know what you think of this deluded broad in the comments. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Give me a thumbs up, hit that notification bell, because, they never notify you, even if you are subscribed, when there's new content. So don't forget to hit that. And please consider making a donation to my GoFundMe. I could really use your help right now. If you don't know what it's in reference to, at least click the link below in the description for my GoFundMe. You'll find a description of my situation. Maybe you'll feel moved to make a donation, maybe not. Entirely up to you. Only do so if you can afford to. And on that note, I am out of here. I am the Realist Philosopher, also known as the MGTOW Philosopher, because if you are a realist, you are also MGTOW, and vice versa. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.